give America a race. Today is a day that belongs to you. Give America a race. Because you always want to make a guy look good in front of his father-in-law. Give America a race. So that's why we have to keep fighting. At the beginning of the last century, people fought against the idea of a 40-hour work week. They fought against weekends. They fought against workplace safety laws. 80 years ago, people fought against the idea of Social Security. 50 years ago, people fought against the idea of Medicare. But guess what? We won those fights. Give America a way. Give America a way. And just like in the past, today you still got people fighting against the right for health care for everybody, or the right to fair wages, or they even fight against equal pay for equal work. But we will win those fights too. I promise. And I know that because America is the story of progress. It can be slow, yes. It can be frustrating. Sometimes you get half a loaf where you wanted the whole loaf. Sometimes you might just get a quarter of a loaf. But if you look at our history, the story is progress. And that's because there have always been Americans who've had the courage to march and to organize and to fight for themselves, but then also to fight for each other. And I'm asking you to do the same thing. I asked you the same thing back in 2008. I'm asking you to believe, not just in my ability to bring about the change we need. I'm asking you to believe in yours. I'm asking you to believe in you. Because even when our politics just ain't right, there's a whole lot that is right with America. America's that dad who punches in every morning to put food on the table. America's the mom who's working the graveyard shift to provide for her kids. America's the child who dreams of being the first in his family to go to college. America's the teacher who stays after work and dips into her own pocket for supplies to help that child get there. America's the auto worker who thought she'd never make another car again, and now she can't make them fast enough. America's the construction worker who's helping build more homes and businesses to get solar panels on the top. America is on the move. America is on the move. America is not the party we belong to, but the values we share. America's hard work. America's responsibility. America's sacrifice. America's looking out for one another. Let's embrace some economic patriotism that says we rise or fall together as one nation, as one people. Don't reward companies that ship jobs and profits overseas. Reward companies that are investing right here in Milwaukee. Let's make sure our fellow citizens have access to good child care and preschool and college and health care. Let's make sure women get fair pay. Make sure working moms and dads can get a day off if their child is sick or their parents are having a tough time. Let's make sure nobody who's working full-time is raising their family in poverty. These ideas are not un-American. They're how we built America. Together. The hardest thing in life is changing a stubborn status quo. And it's even harder when it seems like some of the folks in power, all they care about is keeping power. But there are plenty of folks who count on you to get cynical and not vote because you don't think you can make a difference. That's how they're going to stay in power. They believe you won't get involved. They believe you won't organize. They believe you won't vote. And that way the special interests stay in power. And they will try to divide us. And they'll try to distract you. And they'll try to run the okey-doke on you. And bamboozle you. And hoodwink you. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. cynics, America's on the move. It's making progress, despite all the opposition. There are workers who have jobs now who didn't have them before. There are families with health insurance who didn't have them before. There are students going to college who couldn't afford it before. There are troops who were in Afghanistan who are coming home. Give America a raise. Give America a raise. Cynicism is fashionable these days. But cynicism didn't put anybody on the moon. Cynicism never won a war. It never cured a disease. It never started a business. It never fed a young mind. It never built a road or a bridge. Cynicism is a bad choice. Hope's the better choice. Hope is what gives us courage. Hope is what gave soldiers courage to storm a beach. Hope's what gives young people the strength to march for women's rights and workers' rights and civil rights and voting rights and gay rights and immigration rights. Give America a raise. Hope, the belief that there are better days ahead. The belief that together we can build up our middle class and hand down something better to our kids. That's what built America. And America's best days are still ahead. I believe it. You need to believe it too. Let's get to work. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Give America a raise.